With the afternoon news headlines for KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran. Governor Jared Polis announced today that Colorado is joining other Western states in a regional pact that seeks to coordinate approaches to lifting stay-at-home orders. The other states who are part of the Western States Pact are California, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada. The governors of all of these states are Democrats. The Denver Post reports that the pact operates under three principles. One, that health concerns come first. Two, that health outcomes and science, not politics, will guide decisions. And three, that the states are more effective when working together. Similar pacts have been made in other regions like the Midwest and the Northeast. As states begin to make decisions about reopening their economies, many experts say that states must act in a regional way due to interstate travel and interstate commerce. Free COVID-19 drive-through testing is being offered at the Auraria campus in Denver this week. The tests will be self-administered in people's cars and will be happening between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Tuesday and Wednesday. Approximately 500 people will be tested. The testing is a partnership between the Colorado State Emergency Operations Center and King Soopers Pharmacies. People must register in advance at KrogerHealth.com/COVID testing. Where a virtual screening tool based on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines will be used to determine eligibility for testing. Testing remains an issue in the state. Last week, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock said that he would like to see 1,000 people being tested a day in the city before he lifts a stay-at-home order that's currently expected to expire on May 8th. Healthier Colorado and the Colorado Health Foundation today released the preliminary results of the Colorado Coronavirus Survey. The survey launched on Wednesday, April 15th, and it was completed on Tuesday, April 21st, and it gathered information from about 1,000 adults across the state. Some of the key findings include that 43% of Coloradoans feel that the worst of the coronavirus is yet to come. 35% think that the worst is behind us. 47% of people responding to the survey said that they or someone in their household has lost their job, lost income, or had reduced hours at work as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. 64% of people responding to the survey said that in terms of policy approaches to what's happening, they would prefer policy aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus until more widespread testing becomes available, even if that means that many businesses will have to stay closed. The full survey results will be released this Thursday. You can find all of our coverage of the COVID-19 pandemic online at kgnu.org. You can also find information and resources there as well. For KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran.